It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, as well as you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. I really appreciate you joining us, each of you. Yeah, you're treasured. You're valued. You have a purpose. Strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And thank you to my team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and all the folks here at Crawford Broadcasting. Love working with all of you. Producer Steve, it is Tuesday. You made it through Monday. Mondays are always interesting around the studio, aren't they?
You know, it's funny you would say that because things happen over the weekend that need to be cleaned up, and sometimes if you're not, you know, pre-informed about what went on over the weekend, you don't even know what to look for, and yet the automation and all the wizardry we have here is throwing you error messages left and right, and it's like, what is going on here? Why on a Monday? So yes, we survived another one.
Yes, we did. And it's always good to get to Tuesday for sure. We did get to do something really fun yesterday, and that was we recorded our interview for this Sunday for America's Veterans Story Shows show that we'll broadcast from 3 to 4 right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. And interviewed, Paula Sarles was in studio. She's a Vietnam-era veteran who is working to raise the money to remodel the Marine Memorial out in Golden. And so it was great having her in studio. And then on the line, we had World War II Iwo Jima veteran Don Whipple, part one. We're going to do another interview with him, but just really fascinating stories. And one of them was his experience after the war when he was a missionary with the communists in Southeast Asia. I was on the edge of my seat as we were recording that, Steve.
When it first popped out and you were learning of this point in his life, knowing what you know about communism, you thought, boy, is this oil and water or what? How in the world was he allowed to do that? And what was the working relationship like?
Well, I'm excited to have the second interview as well, because we have a lot more to talk about with Iwo Jima, but I know that Don has many stories. I've actually interviewed him before, and I don't recall ever hearing that story. So you won't want to miss that. That is Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. right here on KLZ. My friends, we look at these issues as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Socialism ultimately comes down to force, and we are seeing just what that looks like. If something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. And that's really the difference between freedom and force. And I'm just a bit shocked with everything that's going on right now. It seems like it's almost warp speed as the changes are being made with the Biden-Harris administration that will be sworn into office tomorrow. I tell you, I sure like the prosperity and the freedom and all that that we had, and it looks like that's going to get pushed down just a little bit, Steve.
And I get to hear on the previous show, starting at 4 and then again at 5, the top of the hour with Michael Pelka, and I just really appreciate his comments regarding the sadness he feels with what's coming tomorrow. An opportunity missed, I think, is what it's going to go down as, and yesterday, in all the recording that we did, plus our regular showtime, you did a little bit of a 30-second thing on where we have been for the last 100 years, starting with Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson.
And this is kind of like the pinnacle where it's been going ever since Wilson's time.
Well, and what has happened is we've compromised away our freedom with this whole term bipartisanship and reaching across the aisle. We never saw those that were really pushing towards this socialism. And socialism and communism are very closely connected. Socialism is basically that government controls industry through rules and regulations. And we've really been moving that way. I mean, you can just take a look at the Colorado Air Quality Commission and put this power over in bureaucratic states, administrative states that are not accountable to the people, which is totally antithetical to the American idea. And then, of course, communism owns all the means of production. And my friends, what it comes down to, and that's what has made the American idea so unique, and that was private property rights. The idea that everyday people could keep most of the fruits of their labor. And when you have that, that's called capitalism, where people freely choose to trade value for value, for either goods or services. What you have is you have what we had in America, this thriving, prosperous middle class. And I know that all of us are very concerned with what we see coming down the pike here regarding the Biden-Harris administration that is wanting to divide us instead of unite us. They use the word unity. Yesterday's show with the Liberty Toastmasters and the different perspectives they share, you probably want to go back and listen to that. That'll be on the website this morning. You can just click on the picture. It'll bring up the recap. But you know, the American idea is one of unifying behind this idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And it's those ideals are worth engaging in this battle of ideas. And that's why we do this show, so that you can get your brain around these issues, so that you can converse with your friends and your family and your colleagues. And we need to move this needle back to freedom versus force. Our quote for today: I've been looking for determination and perseverance quotes given what's going on in our country, and I found this one from Mario Andretti. You know him. He's an Italian-born American former racing driver and one of the most successful Americans in the history of the sport. He is one of only three drivers to have won races in Formula One, IndyCar, World Sports Car Championship, and NASCAR. He was born in 1940. And I thought this was a good one. He said, "The only thing that happens if you wait is that you get older." So today is the day. Today is the day to make things count. And I thought that was a great quote. Patty, we've got an encyclopedia. There's so much going on out there. But one of the first things that Patty had on the headlines is super troubling for me. It breaks my heart when I see these little kids of who, and you know, all the COVID information that we get out there, it's contradictory. As we look at this, we see that we're not getting straight, truthful, factual information from a lot of these reporting agencies. And I'm just really frustrated with what we are doing to our children. And I found this very troubling. This is from the Colorado Sun, and it says that regular testing of elementary school kids aims to ID asymptomatic cases of COVID and keep the disease from shutting down in-person learning this spring. And it says that elementary school students in Cherry Creek School District are getting a bonus lesson this year. While studying reading, math, and science, of course, they don't put in there all the other stuff that the radical activist progressives are trying to teach our children.
What history wasn't in that list?
No, you're right, and history was not in that list.
I'm being snarky.
I know, but you're right. They're also learning the best way to drool into a test tube. Now, it's not a typical part of the curriculum, but collecting student saliva has become another critical step in keeping schools open safely as the coronavirus continues to threaten with infections and outbreaks. Just listen to that sentence. I mean, the coronavirus is a cousin of the common cold. And so there will be no way to really prevent this. And we know that we have treatments for this, and we've seen the mainstream media kind of try to tap that down. But if I were a parent, right now, it's you have to give your permission to have this happen. But if I were a parent, I would not want the school district to be every day collecting the DNA of my children. I find this super, super troubling. Steve, your quick comment on that?
Well, I don't know. It's another one of those topics that just, it's like watching a seesaw try to balance it out so that it makes sense. I mean, certainly the school district has some level of responsibility, but I'm just not sure this is warranted based on what you just said about, you know, like the common cold? What are you going to do?
Yeah, I just said this continual collecting data, now DNA on our kids. I think that that's something that parents should be very concerned about. And as you know, we bring forward so many different perspectives and thoughts on this. And one of the ways that we get to do that is these great partners that I get to work with. And on the line with me is one of my great partners, and that is Jen Hewlin with Water's Edge Winery. Jen Hewlin, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kim. Good morning, Steve. How are you guys?
We are good. And boy, there's a lot going on out in our communities, in our state, in our country. Any comments on that, Jen, or do you just want to tell us what's going on at the winery?
Oh, I think I'm going to plead the fifth on this one.
Well, what is...
But we do have a lot of fun stuff going on at the winery. We've got Valentine's Day is coming up very fast, right around the corner here. And we've got all kinds of fabulous things that you can do for your special Valentine. Gentlemen, if you have not already thought about what to do, maybe consider doing a wine club membership, Water's Edge Winery. Or a gift card is always a good option. Or if you want, come by, grab a bottle of wine, some chocolate, and tell her how much you love her. And we can do a personalized label on that bottle of wine. Maybe you have a picture from when you guys first got married.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, really neat. It's only $3 for a personalized label, plus the cost of the bottle of wine. And we've got some wonderful varietals in right now. Especially my favorite, the Lockdown, which is a Cab Franc. I named it after our little situation here in Colorado, locking us down from the governor. So I thought it'd be tongue-in-cheek and fun to remember from years from now. So.
Oh, that is, I love your sense of humor. And Chef D is always doing great things as well. I was over the other night and had the crab cakes, and they were delicious.
He is amazing. I'm always floored with the things that he can come up with. He finds a good deal at the store. Here they go. The dogs are telling you they love Chef D's food as well. So he finds some amazing deals at the store, and he then brings that back to the winery. It's an amazing special for us. So we're so happy and grateful to have him. And he's such a great guy.
Yes, yes, he is. And Jen, how can people get more information about Water's Edge Winery?
Well, you can check out our website at wewdenver.com. We are also on Facebook. Or if you want to talk to us directly, just give us a call. Our number there is 720-381-6663.
And again, that website is wewdenver.com. Jen Hewlin, it's great having you as one of the Kim Munson Show sponsors.
Well, thank you, guys. It was wonderful talking to you. I look forward to our next meeting.
Most definitely. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll hit some more headlines.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show, Inauguration Week, America holds on for dear life. Just a few days to go. We're going to break it all down for you coming up.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our great upcoming guests and our most recent podcast and our most recent op-eds. And then those go over to the website. And you can email me at Kim at KimMunson.com as well. It's pretty astonishing at the rapid pace at which it looks like the Biden-Harris administration is going to try to reverse the progress that was made for the American people during the Trump administration. And one of the things that President Trump was found very important, and that was, is that we get our immigration, the illegal immigration that was happening in coming into America, to get that in check. So hence there was the border wall that he said he was going to build, and that happened, and policy was put in place to discourage these caravans from coming to the border. And interestingly enough, it looks like Joe Biden has issued an open invitation. There's caravans that are also on their way to the border. And so Donald Trump actually extended his border emergency until February 2022. And he did that, let's see, I guess it was just yesterday. The piece came out in the Epic Times. And this is what he said. He said, the ongoing border security and humanitarian crisis at the southern border of the United States continues to threaten our national security, including by exacerbating the effect of the pandemic caused by COVID-19. And so he extended that. And Joe Biden, on the other hand, it looks like he does not want to, I guess Trump wanted to, let's see, what's the next article here, reduce some of the travel restrictions from the coronavirus from a couple of countries. And Joe Biden does not want to do that. And I want to just talk about the hypocrisy that Joe Biden doesn't want to allow legal travel into the United States because of, quote unquote, the coronavirus. But on the other hand, he's encouraging illegal immigration into the United States. And somehow the coronavirus doesn't matter about that. I find that very hypocritical, Steve.
Well, the word that they keep jamming down our throats is unity. And in my mind, it's quickly becoming a four-letter word. You know, we get in trouble, or they like to put us in a bad place, because we stand up and we point out the obvious, like you just did. And this whole issue around what's happening at the southern border, if you think of it as a pie, it has a financial aspect of it in terms of what it costs us. It has a healthcare aspect in terms of the diseases that are coming across unchecked, or the legal aspect of it in terms of the criminal aspect of who exactly is in this crowd. But I found one thing, this story about what's coming out of Honduras. Apparently, the Honduran government is also somewhat embarrassed by this, because they had their National Guard troops trying to intersect the people as they were crossing the border going on their way north. So it's multifaceted. But again, the hypocrisy of it just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Well, Steve, you mentioned two things there that I think are important. First of all, this word unity is being bantered around. We are the United States of America, and I think most everyday people do want to be unified. But what are we going to be unified behind? Are we going to be unified behind this idea that America was founded on? And again, it's this idea of that all men are created equal, with these rights from God of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, which that means that we have private property rights. Or are we to be unified to patting us on the head and saying, there's nothing to see here, you have no voice, if you ask a question, we will try to push you down? That is not the American idea. And so what I think we have to ask, what idea do we want to be unified behind? These are competing ideologies, and we have to figure out what we're going to be unified behind. And you really hit this here, that for everyday hardworking American people, these caravans, when they come to the border and are let in illegally, you mentioned it, there's the financial component. Who's going to pay for that? Money doesn't grow on trees, although right now it seems to be that we're printing it like it is.
But it does.
Yeah, but it doesn't, because when money is printed to finance this stuff, people that are on pensions, people that are on fixed incomes, people that have saved up their money, that, and we'll talk with Jay Davidson about this in the third and fourth segment, is there's this silent thief, and it's called inflation. And so that, everybody will pay for that. Healthcare. Who's going to pay for the healthcare? And obviously, we've made healthcare more and more expensive here in America. Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for all those COVID tests? Who's going to pay for that? And then you mentioned the legal aspect. When we bring in criminals, and we know that there are gang members that come in with these groups, and many times it's nefarious coyotes, and that's the people that bring these different groups over. There's the legal aspect of when we get these nefarious characters into America and they are committing crimes. And I just need to once more make a note. The Antifa guy, John Sullivan, who was one of the instigators at the Capitol on January 6th, he was arrested and he was released and did not have to post any cash bail. I just wanted to make sure that everybody remembered that. And then the political aspect of this is bringing in people, and we've seen this assault on our voter integrity and the irregularities in this last election. And so when illegal immigrants are brought into the country, and then we see this push of no ID, mail-in voting, we hear possible electronic voting, you talk about cheating. We see the political ramifications. It will be very difficult for people that love freedom instead of the power to be elected into office. And so you really nailed that with those three and then adding on that fourth. And President Trump really understood that. And that's why he really worked to work on the immigration system during his administration. And we see Biden-Harris seems that they're just chomping at the bit to try to reverse as much as they possibly can, as fast as they can. And that does not bode well for everyday hardworking Americans, Steve.
What you just said, Trump saw it and he went to work on it. And for his effort, he was labeled as a racist, as a xenophobe. By the left, because, okay, if we don't agree, that's one thing, but you go way out of your way to try to put these labels on this man for just trying to do right for the American people. And unfortunately, there's a lot of American people who just don't get it. Yeah, let's throw open our borders and, everyone's welcome without thinking of the costs.
I think there's a lot of people that the great thing about the last 4 years is we've really been able to unveil these issues. And when you mention the word racist, I think a racist is somebody that all they see about another person is the color of their skin. And that is what divides us, is if that's the way you look at people instead of the content of their character, as Martin Luther King Jr. said in his great speech, "And I Have a Dream." And so I really think that, again, I think it's reverse narratives that that we have seen. But the veil is off, and we're going to continue to talk about these issues and bring them forth so that you can get your brain around these issues and need to converse with our friends and our family and our colleagues about these issues. And we need to work on a variety of things: voter integrity, election integrity. We need to engage with our neighbors and our friends and get back to that. And we need to continue to put forth this fantastic ideology that all men are created equal with these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And in that, everyday people can create wealth, their own economy for themselves. And my great partner with the show, Jason McBride, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management, specializes in everyday people's own personal economies. And it's time for people to take a gut check here, Jason, and make sure that they sit down with you and do a discovery session.
Well, I think that could be real helpful, Kim. And hey, yesterday, sorry, I didn't even realize that the market was closed, and I was wondering why the futures behavior was so anemic. So
that'll do it, huh?
I don't remember these things, right?
Well, and we're up so early on this, so you get a pass on that, Jason.
That's right. But, well, today, this morning, it's looking a little bit better. The futures are up a couple hundred points. Most of that due to comments from Janet Yellen, who is encouraging the Biden-Harris or Harris-Biden administration to act big on the stimulus. That's okay. Let's just print a whole bunch more money.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and the market is, though, it still has some concerns because Biden's talking about another stimulus later in the year. But along with that, he wants the corporate tax rate to be raised and capital gains rates to be raised. So investment in business, you know, needs to suffer, I guess, to get his plan through later. And that certainly isn't good for the economy, which to me, I don't know how that's good for the market. But right now, it's looking okay. But yeah, a discovery session, Kim, is a good idea. Take a look at your plan very thoroughly. It's important to have a handle on what you think your expenses will be and to properly account for inflation in your plan, as you just mentioned, Kim. I mean, obviously, different expenses may inflate at different rates. One example is healthcare-related costs seem to go up faster than most anything else. And then some expenses, like the principal and interest on your mortgage, won't have an inflation rate at all. And if that's not properly accounted for in the plan, then your numbers are going to be way off. And I like to think we do a pretty thorough job of getting those things right.
Well, most definitely. And people can reach you, Jason, at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Jason, we will talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show, Kim.
And we'll be right back with Jay Davidson.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lauren Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
Now more than ever, it is important to have independent voices bringing truth and clarity to the issues facing us, our families, our communities, our state, our nation, and our world. The Kim Munson Show is one of those important voices. Kim is a truly independent entrepreneur. She purchases her broadcast time, which gives her total freedom in production of the show and scheduling of guests. If you'd like to support The Kim Munson Show, go to her website, Kim Munson, MONSON.com, and click on the contribute button under Kim's picture. Kim greatly appreciates your help and support.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is kimmunson.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, as well as our most recent podcasts, our most recent op-eds, and then those go over and house live on the website. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. On the line with me is a great partner of the Kim Munson Show, and that is Jay Davidson with First American State Bank. And Jay, it's just great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Kim. It's an honor to be here with you.
And Jay, you really have an understanding of the American idea and how it's been that capitalism, this free exchange of value for value, services or products, that how that has really helped everyday people thrive and prosper and create wealth. Community banks, of which you founded First American State Bank, has really been the banks that have helped finance Main Street, these dreams of everyday people. And it's remarkable what happened under the Trump administration before the economy got waylaid by this COVID-19 Wuhan China virus. But the economy was booming and more people were working. It was an exciting time. I loved that, Jay.
And it looks like that may be changing under a Harris-Biden administration. What's your thoughts on all this?
Well, it's certainly going to change under the Biden administration. He's already told us he's going to raise corporate taxes and taxes for the individual. That will slow down the economy, as it inevitably does. He'll probably spend a lot more even than Trump did, and Trump was pathetic on the spending side. But I agree with you. Trump's tax reduction early on in his presidency was a windfall for business. It helped businesses grow dramatically. It increased the number of hires, the number of people working. Those people then had a gainful employment. They were able to consume products, which further grew the economy. They paid their taxes, which helped could have helped the government pay down its debt if they'd stopped the spending, which they didn't. But it was a tremendous economy. And I think we should hunker down, get ready for some changes here.
When you say hunker down, what do you think everyday people should do?
What they've been doing, the savings rate has actually gone up for Americans because we were prosperous and we were able to save money. Limit your expenses. Watch your investments carefully for safety and soundness. I suspect that the stock market will continue to go up for some time. Typically does after a Democrat takes power, simply because there's going to be a whole bunch more money pumped into the economy. But unfortunately, that money that's pumped into the economy is funny money. It's printed by the Fed. It's not the underlying kind of money that is generated by private business and the private economy. The thing that's wrong and that's going to be happening in the future is that the Fed Reserve is going to be increasing their regulation over us, and that's going to slow down business and shut down business, and then the economy is going to start to crash.
I do not understand why there are politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties that would be just hell-bent on putting in policies that ultimately will really hurt people. I don't understand that, Jay Davidson. I know that's a subjective comment.
The reason they do it is very simple. They, by taking money away from hardworking Americans through taxation, they can buy votes. Their objective is their own personal power, period. Now, you can argue that all politicians are that way. Okay, I can't argue against that. But specifically, and you can't even call it the Democrat Party today. It's not the Democrat Party of JFK or any of the other great Democrat leaders that existed before. This is a far-left, communist-inspired, fascist organization. These people are hell-bent at destroying America, and they're very effective. They're doing it from within, internally, through our infiltration of our education system some 50, 60 years ago, getting the media on their side so that you only see one side of the argument. That's a very biased side. So the reason is the most despicable of reasons. It's personal power and money. There's a lot of money to be had for these people. Look at Hillary Clinton's foundation and Joe Biden's foundation. These people are corrupt in the extreme. I'm not saying some Republicans aren't corrupt, but this level of corruption is mind-boggling. So they're here for themselves, not for you, not for me. Don't fool yourselves.
I say at the beginning of our show, or sometimes, that there are several ways that, well, first of all, Jay, there's a couple of ways to get money. One is to earn it through capitalism, having a product or service that other people value and that they will trade their hard-earned dollars for. Or the other way is to steal it. And it used to be, in the old days, the bad guys would come in with a weapon and they'd say, give me your stuff. and they take your stuff. Now what happens is several things, but it's never compassionate to take other people's stuff, their livelihoods, whether it's with a weapon or with excessive taxation or policy or regulations. It's much more subtle, but it's the same effect at the end, Jay.
You're 100% right. It's basic stealing, and it's taking from one person and giving it to another or accruing it to yourself, but it's still stealing. And this is a corruption that exists in our nation right now that people say, oh, well, we'll just raise taxes and we'll do it on the rich. Well, I hate to tell everybody, but, you know, eventually they're going to bring the taxes to everybody, and you're all going to be considered rich, and you're all going to be paying tremendous amounts of money for this excessive federal government that we have.
When you mentioned taxes, Jay, Patty had found something on one of the headlines recently that this legislature here in Colorado that just kind of convened. I don't quite know what they're doing exactly, but I'm pretty sure that there's nefarious things going on about how to take more and more of everyday people's money. And one of those things is there's been tax incentives and tax breaks that have been carved out over the years for a variety of different things. And this legislature is looking for more money. And so they're thinking about taking some of those things away. And that's the thing about government. If they, I hate to say they give anything because they don't give any, but let's say they give a tax break or award a tax break or award an incentive. If they award it, they can take it away. And the American idea has the idea that everybody has an even playing field when it comes to government, and that we should have an even playing field regarding taxation. I've never really liked the homestead exemption for people that have lived in their houses for over a certain period of time, that they get a break on their property taxes, because then they're not quite as motivated to say no to taxes because they realize they're not paying quite as much as another person. But at some point in time, government can come in and take away those things that have been awarded. What's your thoughts on that, Jay?
The problem with government, I'm going to step back a little bit and go back to the founding of our nation. When you read the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, read it statistically, and you'll see that the vast majority of rules, regulations are placed on the government. The intent of the Founding Fathers was brilliant, and that was to preserve the sanctity of the individual. And in this one point, America is unique. We're not a monarch. We're not an oligarchy. We're not a tyranny. We're not communistic. We are run by the people. And that whole effort to preserve the sanctity of the individual is reflected in all of the founding documents. And that is why we have to be so careful to understand what a republic is. Republic comes from res, from the Latin res equals entity, and publicus, which means of the people. It's the entity of the people. And Franklin's statement as he was leaving the Constitutional Congress that formed our Constitution, Lady, we all know this story, but it's good to repeat it. Lady yelled out to him, "What have you given us, Mr. Franklin?" And he said, "A republic, if you can keep it." And I think we get all confused about our nation. We say, well, our nation is the government. That's the face of our nation. No, it's not. Our nation is extremely nebulous and extremely powerful. But it's each individual person making his or her own way in freedom, in the ability to do well, to work hard, to keep the earnings from their hard work, and to live in freedom. This is such a unique and profound nation that it's hard to describe how beautiful this concept is and was.
It is. These foundational ideas about America, we've taken it for granted. And unfortunately, we see that we are in a spot where I think that our constitutional republic is in a really tough spot right now, Jay Davidson. But I think that a lot of people are awakened that we have a real danger to our constitutional republic and this idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And I think a lot of people are paying attention. And it's kind of like a year ago, the economy was humming, people were happy. We've gotten lazy and complacent. And your final thought, Jay Davidson, before we go to break.
Well, we are in danger. Americans need to be aware of what it means to be a constitutional republic. And that was the other half of a statement I wanted to make. But maybe I could make that statement after the break.
Okay. Let's do that. We'll keep that as our cliffhanger, Jay Davidson. Before we go to break, though, another one of my great partners is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are a family-owned business located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And whether or not you're a collector or a sportsman or a chef, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. Go to castlegate.com and check out their website. That's castlegate.com. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with founder and chairman of First American State Bank, Jay Davidson. Stay tuned.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Jay Sekulow, live weekdays at 10 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent podcasts and op-eds. And you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. On the line with me is Jay Davidson. He is the chairman. He's the founder of First American State Bank, which is a community bank located right here in the metro area, and a great partner of the Kim Munson Show as well. Jay, it's always great to have you on the show, and let's continue on. You said before we went to break, you wanted to talk about our constitutional republic.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. I'd like to just make a one-minute statement here to kind of set the stage for this segment, if you don't mind.
Please do.
Okay, 10,000 National Guard troops coming to Washington, D.C. to protect the inauguration. Now I guess it's 25,000. Excuse me. That is, protect lifelong politicians from the rest of us. The politician's excuse is, out of 10,000 Capitol protesters, 1% decided to break the law and act violently. They are just as wrong as the Antifa, BLM, and Occupy rioters of this and prior summers. Does that warrant troops occupying Washington to control the population? Who are the extremists when everyone is extreme? Please understand one thing. The federal government is not our nation. Our nation is the most nebulous entity, yet is incredibly strong. Our nation is the combined willpower of each citizen working freely and in concert with a common goal. We are a republic, from Latin res equals entity and publicus of the people, an entity of the people. We're not a monarchy, oligarchy, nor central control, but distributed and dispersed, can't read my own writing, control to each individual. This republic was carefully thought out and chosen specifically because the founding fathers knew human nature, including the inevitable tendency of bureaucrats and politicians, namely government, to amass power, and as follows the night that they restrict individual freedom. So the founders established and appended another term to our form of government, constitutional, specifically meaning the rule of law. That law almost exclusively restricts the actions of the federal government against the individual. It does not allow the government to regulate nor control the individual. In fact, the Constitution specifically prohibits such control. The objective of our Constitution is to protect the sanctity of the individual from encroachment by the federal government. Constitutional Republic, that is the name given our form of government by the founders, not constitutional democracy or democratic republic. Words have meaning. Individual intent has power.
I cannot tell you how many times I have been in meetings, even with attorneys, with politicians, bureaucrats that should know better. They call us a democracy. And the founders, they actually studied a lot. They studied a lot of history, and they had a thirst for knowledge. And they had read about all the different forms of government. And to come up with what we have had, hopefully we still will, in America, a constitutional republic, it was brilliant. I submit to you, Jay, that it has been under assault, really significantly, starting under Woodrow Wilson, who was a progressive, quote-unquote, progressive president. And it's so interesting to me that the word progressive, we always kind of think it's great. It's from progress, making progress. That's a good thing. But progressive, what I see that definition of as a progressive in the political realm is someone that thinks that they need to progress to the point where there's the elites and there's all the rest of us, the little people. And in our constitutional republic, it was created by everyday people, merchants and farmers. And they realized they had a love for everyday people, a love that put in place a government where everyday people could thrive and prosper. And this disdain that I see for everyday hardworking Americans is very troubling to me, Jay Davidson.
Very true. If you look at the meaning of democracy, a democracy is the rule of the majority over the minority. And the minority, the ultimate minority, is the individual. So we are not a democracy by definition and by intent. And I cringe every time somebody calls this democracy. This is a very intelligent ploy by Democrats back 200 years ago, starting the Democrat Party and promulgating democracy. Yeah, there's elements of democracy in the voting system. One person, one vote. Except for the Electoral College, of course, for the president. But that's not the form of government that was chosen for us.
Well, and the thing about a democracy is if 51% of the people vote to do whatever to the other 49, well, it really becomes mob rule. So 51% vote to take all your stuff of the other 49. That's what a democracy does. A democracy actually devolves down into a mob.
You're exactly right. A mob is the proper word for what happens in a so-called democracy. It always devolves into mob rule and eventually tyranny.
Jay, I want to change. We have just about half of our time left. And I have another question that I wanted to ask you about. We talked about in the first segment about stealing and stealing via weapon or stealing via regulations or overtaxation or taxes or public policy. But there is one that is very subtle, and that is inflation. And that is something that when government prints money, we will ultimately get inflation, and the buying power, the value of your money goes down. But it's something that people don't really, I think, see. A lot of people don't understand. So let's say that you have people that are living on a pension, or they have saved up, they're living on their investments, and they have maybe very safe investments. They don't realize that it's very subtle through inflation that those assets become less valuable. Would you address that, please?
Well, yeah, that's very true. When the Fed was formed in the early 1900s, its mandate was to protect the value of the United States dollar. And at that time, we were based on a gold standard. And unfortunately, President Nixon separated us from that gold standard. And now all the dollar is a promise to repay. If you look on a Federal Reserve note, a dollar bill, let's say, it's a promissory note with no backing. The latest example of excessive, we call it liquidity or money supply, is what's called quantitative easing. And it's a technical term, but back in 2008, the Fed started printing money just out of the blue. They printed money. In fact, they ballooned their balance sheet from $850 billion to almost $4.5 trillion in a couple of years.
Wow.
Ostensibly to improve the economy. Well, the Obama economy didn't improve. I mean, what greater proof can you ask for than the actual occurrence of that kind of liquidity being flushed into the marketplace and not affecting the economy? And it hasn't stopped. Even under Trump, it didn't stop. We're now up to about $7.5 trillion in this funding money. And to make it even worse, to get a little more technical, the Treasury Department can't sell their Treasury bonds on the open market at today's rates. And so what happens is the Treasury says, hey, I need to generate some money. So the Fed says, I'll buy those Treasuries from you. So most of the quantitative easing money, the money supply, is being used to artificially prop up our Treasury bonds. Now, those Treasury bonds are a debt instrument. Every one of us citizens are required to pay that debt back at whatever the coupon value or interest rate is of that Treasury. That further devalues the United States dollar. This is absolutely insane. I'll give you an example. Let's say the Fed prints double the amount of money supply and through quantitative easing, and it's much more than what it was before. But as an example, so in the past, $1 could buy $1 of goods and services. Today, you have to pay $2 to buy the same amount of goods and services because this subtle inflation that you call it is truly devaluing your purchasing power. And one more thing, and this is why I'm down on the Fed's case. It's a sacrilege because I'm a banker and I'm in the Fed Reserve System. But it's true. They have devalued the dollar over 95% since they were formed through these kinds of actions. And I might add, through congressional complicity in this increased spending that Republican and Democrat both do. Mm-hmm. So inflation is destruction of the buying power of your dollar. So you have to work twice as hard now to get what you could get before in this example.
What do you think the path forward is? We've got a couple of minutes, Jay.
I think the path forward is, let's all remind each one of us, and let's all make an effort to understand the meaning of our constitutional republic. Return the power to the people. And it will require sacrifice and effort and be unpleasant, and you'll have half the nation against you right now. But the fact is that we are not meant to be ruled and controlled by a federal government, or specifically, not even a federal government, but by a select elite within the government. who is corrupt, who is using the federal government to line their own pockets at your expense. And I include Democrat and Republican.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
So, you know, I hope that we can change the Republican Party so we focus on the principles that we've discussed today and focus exclusively on those principles. What is the role of the federal government, and what is the freedom and the rights of the individual citizen? And if the politician that you elect, you know, frankly, I'll just digress here real quick. We're to blame for the problem we're in.
Yes.
We Americans, we voters are to blame. You have to take responsibility for the government that we have created and allowed to be created. So if we are willing to take that responsibility, and we must if we want to preserve our nation for the future, for our grandchildren, then we have to change what we have done. We have to undo what has been done to us. And it did start with Woodrow Wilson, that has continued unabated for all these 100 years since he was there.
Well, Jay Davidson, the veil is off, and I see more and more people are paying attention. Our show is growing. We work to get to truth and clarity on these issues, and we're able to do this because of our great partners, of which you are one of them. I so appreciate you, and I love it when you're on the show.
Well, thank you, Kim. I appreciate all the hard work you're putting in. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you. We've got a country that we need to save and pass on to the next generation. So, Jay Davidson, thank you. And our quote today is from Mario Andretti, and I was looking for determination quotes. He said, "Desire is the key to motivation, but it's determination and commitment to an unrelenting pursuit of your goal, a commitment to excellence that will enable you to attain the success you seek." And I think that's very appropriate for our conversation we just had with Jay. So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. You are not alone. My friends, God bless you, and God bless America.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't serve.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.